Our party believes that there are very serious issues at stake here, not only because as a signatory of the Rome Statute and one of the countries that has incorporated that statute into our domestic law, we allowed President al-Bashir into the country. We allowed him to move about the country. We did not arrest him. We did not give him up to the International Criminal Court. But even more seriously, our courts made an order that he should not leave the country until we had established whether or not he deserved to be arrested. And our own government, our president, and several of our ministers of state conspired to allow him to leave the country in defiance of that court order. So not only are we in defiance of international law, we are also in defiance of domestic law, and that signifies a very low point in a country that has always prided itself in being a liberal democracy and an advocate of constitutional law.
I'm looking at a statement you issued that seems there's a growing body of evidence that points to an elaborate and well-coordinated plot by the presidency. Do you have evidence that there was a coordinated plot?
Well, it seems common cause that a number of ministers in Jacob Zuma's government gathered to arrange the safe exit of President al-Bashir out of the country, despite the fact that there was a warrant out for his arrest from the ICC, and despite the fact that a domestic court order had ordered that he should remain in the country until such time as it could be determined whether or not he could leave the country.
As you know, the South African government is supposed to respond to a court order which gave the government 7 days to respond. And this is coming up today, Monday morning. Why can't you wait until you hear the South African government side?
Well, we certainly will be waiting for their response. But in the meantime, we have called for, and it has been granted, for an urgent debate in the South African Parliament that is taking place on Tuesday. And on that occasion, we will demand answers of the South African government and its ministers about how this situation arose in the first place, how it was possible that President al-Bashir was allowed to leave the country, and what the government was thinking of in defying both international and domestic law in that situation.
As you know, sir, according to, I think, the African Union and even the South African government, all presidents that came to attend this summit were granted immunity. How would you want President Bashir to still be arrested, even if the court ordered it?
Well, the fact of the matter that is, in terms of our domestic law, is so that despite the fact that one is a president or a minister or a member of parliament, that does not grant one immunity from prosecution in terms of our understanding of the Rome Statute in its applicability in South African law. And when the law was passed in our parliament, it was said by one of the members of the African National Congress, and I quote him, "Another very important principle spelled out in this legislation is that heads of state, heads of government, and members of parliament will not be able to raise a defense that they are heads of state." That is as it is in our domestic law, and our domestic law was systematically trashed by our government in an attempt to show solidarity with one of the worst dictators and people who committed genocide on the African continent.
You said your party has been granted permission for a debate on this issue in Parliament. The last time there was supposed to have been a debate in Parliament, what happened?
Well, this particular issue has never been debated in the South African Parliament, and the last time that the Statute of Rome was debated was in 2002. But the important principle is that in the space between 2002, when the statute was adopted as part of our domestic law, and now has been a complete abrogation of those principles by the South African government, and that is a very, very sad day for South Africa's reputation internationally and We are going to make that point very, very strongly in Parliament on Tuesday.
The fact that your party is calling for this investigation does not mean that you support everything that the International Criminal Court does when it comes to Africa, do you?
Well, not necessarily, but what we do believe is that if we are signatories to a convention and if we have adopted this as part of our domestic law, then it means that until such time as we change our minds or adopt a different perspective, that we are bound by those international agreements and by our domestic law. Otherwise, South Africa looks like a laughing stock in the international community.